Okay, today we're going to do Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are already well into Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and the Gemara is going to discuss the Isser of going to Itzdad Dinin and Karkum, because they're considered a Moshav Leitzim. Tan Rabbanan, Haholich Itzdad Dinin, a person who goes to a stadium where they do bullfighting, or Karkum, or to a place where they make all sorts of leitzanos, v'rasha, mesanachashim, and he sees people who are menacheshim, mechashev, v'esachavarin, and the people who say incantations, bukyon, umukayon, umulyon, velulyon, belorin, salonion, all these different types of leitzanim, hareze, moshav leitzim. That's called the moshav leitzim. V'aleim akos v'omer, Ashrei ish, asher lo halach, that fortunate is the man that doesn't go in these places. Moshe v'leitzim lo yashav, kim b'toras Hashem cheftzo, person who's interested only in Toras Hashem. Hal madda shedvar malolim avin asadam lidei bitul Torah. You see that being engaged in a Moshe v'leitzim takes a person away from Torah, causes bitul Torah. So the Gemara asks, aye, but there's a brisa that seems to tell us that you're allowed to go to Itzdadin in Karkum or Minhi, but there's a brisa that says as follows, Holchan Itzdadin in Mutter Mneshat Tzaveach Umatzil, to go to stadiums where they do bullfighting, that's Mutter because you might be able to cry out and save the person's life. Karkum Mutter Mnei Yishuv Medina, you're allowed to go to a Karkum because you're going to ask the Goyim who are attacking the city to save the Bnei Yisrael there. Oblevash Leishchashev Imahem, as long as you're not mechazik them to do to conquer the city and to lay siege on the city, if you do that, then it's going to be aser. So it says more kasha itzdadinin etzdadinin kasha karkum akarkum. It's a double stira. Are you allowed to go to these places or not? So it says more bishlam akarkum akarkum lakasha kanvim mischashiv man kanvim ein mischashiv man. The karkum is not a stira because we even in that brisa we drew a distinction between when you're being mischashiv imayin and when you're not, when you're encouraging them or when you're not encouraging them. El itzdadinin etzdadinin kasha. But it's still a stira whether you're allowed to go to the bullfighting. Says Gemara Tanaihi, you know what? Whether you're allowed to go to Tzadin is in fact Machlokas Tanaim, Titania, Ein Holchan Tzadin, Mibnei, Moshav Leitzim, Rabbi Nassin, Matir, Mnei Shnei Devarim. Rabbi Nassin says you're allowed to do it because of two things. Echem Neshot Tzaveh Matil. One, because you might save a person's life by screaming out. Vechem Neshamei Dusisha Lasia. And the other reason you're allowed to go is because if a man gets killed, you can testify that he was killed so that his wife will be able to get remarried and will not remain an aguna. So main point over here is that you can go to a karkum as long as you don't become one of them, you're not mechazik them, and it's machlokas whether you're allowed to go to itzdadinin for the purpose of saving lives or testifying for an aguna. And Rameir and the Chavim disagree about going to Tartios and Karkasios. Tan Rabban, Ein Holchon Tartios. You're not allowed to go to Tartios, which are theaters for entertainment, or Karkasios, or places where they drink wine together. Neshem Zablin Sham Zibul Avodas Chavim, because that's where they take care of all the Avodah Zarah needs that they're interested in taking care of. Divrei Meir, V'chavim Mor Makom Shem Zablin Asur Mnei Chshad Avodas Chavim Makom Shem Zablin Sham Asur Mnei Moshav Leitzim. And the Chavim say, no, it's going to be aser no matter what. If they're mezabel there, level desire, then it's aser. And even if they're not mezabel there, it's still a Moshe of Leitzim. So you're not allowed to go. Might be nice. So what are they arguing about? It seems that everyone says that it's aser. I'm Rabbi Chanina Misura Nasa V'Nasa Nika B'Nayu. The difference between them is when you sell to them and you receive money from them. So if B'Diyaved, that money is mutter or not. According to a mayor who says you're not allowed to go because of Chashad of Avodah Zarah, the money is going to be aser because maybe they bought for the sake of Avodah Zarah, and therefore the money that they gave you is the Mei Avodah Zarah. But the Chum say that even when they're not Mezabel Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to go because it's a Moshe of Leitzim. Well, if the whole concern is a Moshe of Leitzim, if they actually bought something from you, it's them going to be Mutter. So, main point number two, while Rameir and the Chum agree that you're not allowed to go to the theaters, they disagree whether the money you get there is going to be mutter or aser. Once we mention the issue of going to Tartios for Karkisos because of Moshe Leitzim, the Gemara brings other issues relating to Leitzanos. Darash Rabbi Shimon Pazi, Mai Dichsiv, what does the Pasuk teach us when it says, Ashrei Ish, Asher Lo Halach Batzas Rishoim, Uvederech Hatoim Lo Amad, Uv Moshe Leitzim Lo Yashav. So the Gemara explains what the difficulty with this pasuk is. V'chim yachash lo halach hechan amad. Heichan Yashav. If he never went there, obviously he's not standing there. If he never stood there, he's obviously not sitting there. Umeakshal Yashav, Heichan Latz. And if he's not sitting there, how can he do Leitzanus there? So there are obviously many madregos until you get to the point of Leitzanus. So why do we have to Asr Amida and Halicha? Pasuk should have just said a Moshev Leitzim Lo Yashav. And that would have been enough not to lead us to Leitzanus. Why do we have like four Gedarim over here of what you're not allowed to do? Meaning if the Isser is really Leitzanus, so make one Geder so you're not allowed to sit there. Ela lomelcha to tell you shim halach sofalamud vim amad sofaleshev vim yashav sofalalutz vim latz alavakas v'omer im chachamta chachamta lach v'latz talavad chatisa. Meaning what it's telling you is that these gedarim are all necessary in this situation because they are definitely going to happen. That if you violate this madrega, it will definitely, if you're even going there, you're ultimately going to stand there and sit there and practice Leitzanus there. So Gemara brings other things about Leitzanus. Amar Ablazu, kolam sotzitz yisurim ba'analav. Anyone who does Leitzanus is going to suffer. Shenemar, va'ata altislotzu peni chasku mosrechem. The Navi tells Klal Yisrael, don't do Leitzanus because you're going to suffer. Amar lehu rava l'rabban. Rava said to the rabban, v'matusa bi'ina minaychu delo. So I beg you not to do Leitzanus, so that you're not going to suffer Yisurin. Amrav Katina, Kolam Slotzes, Mizonosav Mismatin. Anyone who does Leitzanus is going to have less Parnasa. Shenemar, Mashach Yado Es Lotzim. Amrav Shemelakish, Kolam Slotzes, Nofel Begehenim. Shenemar, Zedia here, Leit Shemo, Osebe Evra Zadon. That someone who's late is going to suffer Evra Zadon. Vein Evra El Gehenim. And Evra always means Gehenim. Shenemar, Yom Evra. Someone who has Yura, who's a Balgaiva, is going to suffer Gehenim. Shenemar, Zayd Yahir, late Shemo, Osabe Evras Zadon. And again, Vein Evra, El Gehenim. Evra always means Gehenim. Shenemar, Yom Evra, Yomahu. Amr Bichani Lai, Bar Chani Lai, Kolam Estotzitz Gorim Klia, Liolam. Anyone who does Leitzanus is causing the world to be destroyed. Shenemar, Vata Altisotzu, Penyachsko Mosrechem, Ki kala v'nechret ha-shamati. Amar Rabbi Lazar, kasha hi shetchilasi yisurin v'sof ha-klaya. Leitzanus is a terrible thing because it starts out with suffering and then it leads to total decimation. So once we have that, though, the Gemara is going to give other ways of darshing the pasuk of Asher Ish. But let's make a main point over here. Leitzanus is a terrible thing. Which is very easy to fall into. Rabbi said even walking in the direction you'll end up falling into doing Leitzanus. And will cause suffering, not having enough parnasa, going to Gehenim, and absolute annihilation. So now, once we're darshing the pasuk of Asher Ish, we're going to give other drushes as well. Darsh Rabbi Shimon Pazi. Rabbi Shimon Pazi darshing the pasuk Asher Ish Shalo Alach Ba'atas V'Shoim V'Derech Hatoim Lo'amad V'Moshe V'Leitzim Le'Yashav V'Taraso Yege Yom V'Layla. Right, so he darshing as follows. Asher Ish Shalo Halach L'Tartios L'Karkisel Shalo V'Dikhavim. Praiseworthy is the man who doesn't go to the theaters of the Avodah Zarah. V'Derech Hatoim Lo'amad Zesh Lo'amad V'Kanigyon. That doesn't go where they trap wild animals with dogs for just for the sake of enjoyment. Umoshav leitzim lo yashav, shol yashav b'tachbulos, that he doesn't sit with the Yoshvei Kronos that sit there just doing, you know, wasting their days away. Shema yomer adam hol v'lo lachti l'tartios l'karksios l'madi b'kakion elich v'skar b'sheina. Person might say, okay, so once I avoid all the theaters and all these kinds of entertainment, so I could just sleep all day and that's just good enough. Tam lomer v'taraso yage yomer v'lo. That's how the pasuk says. No, he should be engaged in Torah day and night. Amr of Shomar Nachmeni Amr of Yonasan. Another drasha. Asher Ish Shalo Halach Ba'atzas Rishoyim. Ze Avram Avinu Shalo Halach Ba'atzas Anshei Dar Aflaga. She Rishoyim Hayu. This is a reference to Avram Avinu who did not follow the Anshei Dar Aflaga who were terrible Rishoyim. Shenemar Hava Nivna Lanu Ir V'der Chatoim Lo Amad Shalo Amad Ba'amidah Sodom She Chatoim Hayu. That he didn't go follow the ways of Sodom who were also sinners. Shenemar V'anshei Sodom, ra'im v'chatoim la'ashem ma'od. And u'moshav leitzim lo Moshav means Shaliyash Moshavan Sheplishtim, that he didn't follow the Plishtim, Neshalitzanim Hayu, because they were Leitzanim. Shinamar Vayikitov Libam Vayamar Karlishimshon Vayishak, that we see that the Plishtim made Shimon entertain them, Shimshon rather entertain them later on in history. So we see that was part of their very nature. So main point over here, other interpretations of the pasuk of Ashrei Ish Shelo Halach Va'atzas Rishayim, that either refers to not going to theaters of Goyim, or refers to the various pitfalls that Avraham Avinu managed to avoid. So we'll stop over there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up Daf Yotes Amud Aleph with yet another interpretation of the pasuk of Ashrei Ha'ish.